Acts chapter 17, a great chapter where Paul is talking to this group of people, and he uses an opportunity of an observation that he makes about their religions to act as a springboard for the message that he wanted to give. In this particular territory, there apparently was a worship of quite a variety of different kinds of gods, and they erected statues to all the different kinds of gods that they might want to worship. And they had erected one with the label on it that says, "To the unknown God." And so Paul looks at that one, and he first describes them as being entirely too superstitious, which in the lingo of that day meant that they were way religious. Very, very, look at all these different things that they could worship. Look at all these different gods that they could worship. And so he says, here you have this statue to the unknown God, who therefore you ignorantly worship. That's the one I'm going to declare unto you. Amen. And so he uses that as the springboard to be able to say, well, the one that you don't know much about yet, that's the one I want to tell you about. And he launches into this wonderful description of God Almighty and just what all God can do for us, and how one of the things he tells them there is, guys, in spite of all these wonderful temples that you've built to all these different gods, I hate to tell you this, he doesn't say that, but he says, God dwells not in temples made with hands. He does not dwell in temples made with hands. It doesn't matter how big the location is, how small the location is, what it's, how many windows it has, or what kinds of windows it has. It doesn't matter to God, because God does not dwell in temples made with hands. The only place that God has ever wanted to dwell is inside the mind of mankind. That is it.
Amen.
You can't contain God in a building anywhere. Regardless of how big or small it is, you can never contain God. The only place he has ever wanted to dwell is inside his word and his spirit in our mind. So then he goes on to tell him, now, this great God that we're learning how to worship, this is in the context of family. The scripture says, and I'm going to probably massacre it, but he has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the earth. Well, that's basically saying that you take anybody's family tree back far enough and you're going to end up at Adam. So all the divisions that mankind makes, I was thinking, it's sort of like when you're up in an airplane, you can't tell where the border between Missouri and Iowa is. You know. Now, when you're on a road, you go through, and there's this sign that says, "Welcome to Iowa," or whatever it says. But when you're in the air, you can't tell where that border, and you can't tell where the difference is between the United States and Mexico, or the United States and Canada. You can't tell where the difference is. Those little lines that we see on a map, those are for our convenience. Those are for our geography. Those are for our understanding. God doesn't make those divisions. Well, it's the same way with family. God's made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the earth. He doesn't make the same kind of divvying up that you and I, you know, we probably want to know who our mom is, or who our dad is, or who our sister is, or brother is. Now, that's convenient for us. But God does not make those distinctions. He's made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the earth.
Amen.
You cut yourself, and it's going to be the same blood that comes out of you, regardless of your nationality or your heritage. It doesn't matter. That's one blood, and it's a picture that God started off with Adam and then Eve, and went from there. You take it back far enough, and everybody is related in one way or another. Amen. And so God's concept, again, his important concept, is having this spiritual relationship with him. Okay, the spiritual awareness of God. And this one scripture then goes on to say, he's done all, he also says there, he has determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation. The times before appointed goes into several different layers of understanding, but one of them is that when God first made man, he intended for man to live forever. When he made Adam, he intended for Adam to live forever. And that was his hope. That was his premise. As we see in the book of Titus, before the world began, God that cannot lie promises eternal life before the world began. That was his intention. Before he even started off on this earth, it was his intention for mankind to have eternal life. So when Adam got created, God's intention for Adam was to live eternally. Well, it didn't quite work out. God told him, now there's, you can eat of anything that you want to, meaning take in knowledge from anybody that's around here, but there's this one that you're not ready for. this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That one is in the midst of the garden, along with the tree of life, which was God Almighty. There's this other tree that has the knowledge of both good and evil. You're not ready to eat of that one. You're not at a depth to be able to understand and discern what he's telling you, which of it is good and which of it is not good. So stay away from that guy. Everybody else, you can eat from. You'll be protected. You'll be fine. Well, they got tricked. And they ended up eating of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They took in sin, and so therefore, their hope of eternal life back at that time, God's original plan for mankind just wasn't going to work out. And so God had to go to a plan B, shall we say. He's still determined for mankind to get eternal life, but when God had to go to a plan B, then he had to say, okay, first of all, it was 120 years. That was going to be mankind's lifespan, and then he had to cut it down to 70 or 80 years of life. And so those are the times appointed, but God's intention still is for the appointment for people to have everlasting life. He's also determined the bounds of our habitation. He's the one that set it up in the natural to say, okay, here's the earth, here's the oceans. Mankind is going to be on the earth. You can't yet live in the oceans. You know, fish can do fine there, but mankind, you can't let live in the oceans. These are the bounds of your habitation. Well, that may be the picture in the natural. But God wants to start to release us from those bounds. He wants to start to expand our borders inside our mind. He wants to start to give us more knowledge from the depth of spirit that we've been born in. He wants to start to give us more knowledge and more awareness of him. So thank God he does not make the distinctions that mankind ends up making, and we can start to eliminate them too.
Praise God.